You're listening to SBS News.
As deaths from COVID-19 increase sharply around the globe, the World Health Organization is again calling for countries to expand their vaccination coverage in a bid to protect people's lives and contain the spread of the deadly virus. The WHO and its global partners are working to ensure that all people can receive vaccines, especially those who are most vulnerable, such as people with underlying conditions or those of advanced age. Maria van Kerkhove from the WHO's Health Emergencies Program says the organisation is seeing a record number of cases being reported each week.
The global situation with COVID is very dynamic. We are seeing a record number of cases being reported to WHO each week. Every day, between 3 and 4 million cases are being reported to us, and we know that this is an underestimate of the true number of cases. What is extremely concerning is that we are seeing increases in deaths, and in the last 4 weeks alone, we've seen a sharp increase in deaths around the world. Omicron, the latest variant of concern, has quickly replaced Delta, the last variant of concern that was circulating globally, and this has happened very quickly. We've seen a very sharp peak in cases around the world, but not all countries have peaked in terms of their cases. And as I said, the deaths are also increasing as well.
It comes as a number of countries have begun to dramatically ease their COVID-19 safety regulations. In Denmark, where cases are surging, the government has done away with most restrictions. Denmark has a population of 5.8 million people, nearly 1% of whom tested positive for COVID-19 in a single day last week. The country is reporting one of the world's highest per-person case rates, and hospitalisations have reached an all-time high. Professor Mike Toole is a medical epidemiologist with the Burnet Institute in Melbourne.
Denmark is still reporting around about 40,000 cases a day and has shown no downward trend. And keep in mind that Denmark's population is a little less than a quarter of Australia. So that's the equivalent of 160,000 cases a day. And while they report fewer hospitalizations, their daily deaths are averaging around 22 per day at the moment. So again, that's equivalent to almost 100 deaths a day in Australia.
Regardless, Denmark's government declared that as of February 1st, it would no longer consider COVID a socially critical disease, dropping all restrictions, including a mask mandate in closed spaces and on public transport. Tens of thousands are still having to isolate because they test positive, but employees are back in offices, and bars and restaurants are no longer required to close at 11 p.m. or ask patrons for proof of vaccination. Denmark's move, welcomed by the country's top health experts and praised by the population, could herald a future where wealthier nations can afford to live with the virus, as long as they have high vaccination rates, huge testing capacities, and strong health data infrastructure. However, not everyone agrees. Professor Toole says Denmark's decision is somewhat hasty.
Even if hospitalizations are not rising in Denmark, what is often ignored in making these decisions is long COVID. And recent data from the UK suggests that about 1 in 7 people who acquire the infection still have symptoms more than 12 weeks later. Now, that's a lot of people. So I think Denmark is acting precipitously. I think they could have, for example, first of all, brought in density limits, maintained masks on public transport and other buildings. And then as cases came down, they could further ease those restrictions.
Other countries in the Scandinavian bloc, such as Sweden and Norway, are following suit on dropping restrictions. Professor Toole points to Ireland as a comparable model for Nordic countries to look to when it comes to a phasing down of COVID regulations.
The other Nordic countries haven't been as badly affected, particularly Sweden. You know, if I looked for a comparable model in Europe, it would be Ireland. Now, Ireland is relaxing most, but not all restrictions. So they're maintaining indoor masks in public transport and most public buildings. And I think that's one of the easiest and least intrusive proven measures that we have to prevent the spread.
In Western Europe, Italy has announced that mask wearing will no longer be compulsory outdoors as cases continue to fall. But mask wearing in public indoor settings will remain. Italians will still be required to carry a mask with them and to put it on outdoors if a crowd forms. Several US states with decreasing infections, such as New Jersey, Connecticut, California, and Delaware, are also rolling back mask mandates for schools and indoor settings. Since the Omicron variant was detected, deaths in the United States have jumped from 800,000 to 900,000 in the space of 2 months. WHO officials call the trend tragic at a time of effective vaccinations. Maria Van Kerkhove reiterated the vital importance that people get fully vaccinated when they can be.
It's really important that people get vaccinated when it's their turn. But not only that, it's also important that we reduce the spread. The virus is spreading around the world at an incredibly intense level, and we need to reduce the opportunity for people getting infected. First, because people who are infected are at risk for developing severe disease. We also know that people who are infected with COVID-19, infected with the SARS-CoV-2 virus, can also develop long COVID, something we don't have a complete understanding of, and we want to reduce that risk. We also need to ensure that we reduce the opportunity for further variants to emerge. And the more the virus spreads, the more opportunities it has to change. So it is critical that we not only increase vaccination coverage to protect people's lives, but also to reduce the spread.
For more information on COVID-19 in your language, go to sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Tina Quinn, SBS News.